If you've ever wanted to own any of our collections, now is the time to make that purchase. I can't guarantee that these collections will be available next year. Check out our new program for ownership. Believe it or not, it'll save you a lot of money. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com and you can learn all about it there. That's oldtimeradiodvd.com, and Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah to all, and to all a happy and a prosperous new year.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus.
Give the gift that gives on giving. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com.
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Read for you by Jim Dale. Preface. I have endeavored in this ghostly little book to rise the ghost of an idea which shall not put my readers out of humor with themselves, with each other, with the season, or with me. May it haunt their house pleasantly, and no one wish to lay it. Their faithful friend and servant, C.D. December 1843.
The United States Army and the United States Air Force extend the merriest of season's greetings to you all. From New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you a special musical Christmas wish featuring at the harp. Marie McQuarrie, internationally famous American harpist whose solos and ensembles have thrilled music lovers all over the world. And Diane Deering, whose lovely voice has been heard and enjoyed so often on the air and on Broadway.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know.
Christmas means carols, carols that have been sung through the years in many languages by many people, carols such as...
shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices, O night is born. O night when Christ was born.
Christmas means excitement, the bustle of last-minute shopping, letters to the North Pole, tired, happy faces, tired, happy feet, bright lights on tinsel trees, and jingle bells. Christmas means home, because whether a mansion or a cottage, there's warmth and comfort on Christmas Eve, for all is calm, all is bright. Christmas time, the churches, majestic cathedrals with impressive pomp, or little white kirks with humble simplicity, honor Christmas with equal reverence. Christmas means joy. Joy to the world. Soldier and the airman, Christmas means...
That turkey and trimmings.
You fellas think you got a big tree? You ought to see the one in our dining hall.
Say, who you taking to the Christmas party? Oh, Chaplain, do you need any help on the midnight service?
Yes, to them, Christmas means excitement, happiness, and reverence. This is Joe Ripley speaking for every soldier in your army and every airman in your air force, wishing you at home peace, love, and the heartiest of season's greetings. Voice of the Army thanks Marie McQuarrie and Diane Deering for bringing to us this special holiday presentation, written by Helen Christian and directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This transcribed feature has been another in the series of The Voice of the Army.